And you're listening to First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with Duke and Dow on the SVI Radio Network.
At 8:40, it is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, live on Swift 98 and The Spur. Have you upgraded your mobile banking app yet? The old Glacier Family of Bank app no longer is supported by First Bank. So download the new First Bank of Wyoming app today. You can learn more about upgrading online at SVINews.com. That's SVINews.com. Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning, and joining us live in studio, Star Valley High School's most recent college commit and new record holder for indoor track as well. That's Alexis Angel today. Alexis, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Alexis, we were just talking before we came on the air, and that's a fun thing about sports is you actually kind of learn things on the fly a lot, and this happened just now. So not only are you the school's new 1 mile record holder for the indoor season, but you just barely did it. Like, it hasn't even been 12 hours yet.
Nope.
You said you ran that race at 9 o'clock last night.
Yep.
And you got home at 1 a.m. this morning, and then here you are talking to us.
Yep. Pretty crazy.
So, yeah, that's amazing. Tell us about this race and how you thought that all kind of went, and your thoughts on running on the banked oval, which is always fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So last time I raced, I ran a 5:22, so I was 3 seconds off, but that hurt a lot. So I was like, I don't know if I can really, the old record was a 5:19.77, but I knew if I ran even splits on my laps, then I'd get it. So I just went in there confident. We had a false start, which was annoying. A girl tripped, and they had to give her a Band-Aid. And I was like, let's run. But maybe that was a good thing we false started. But it was really fun.
So this was a definite goal for you then, heading into the race. I mean, you went into this thinking, I want to break that record.
Yes. Yep. That was my mantra. We're supposed to have mantras, and my mantra was, I want it.
So that's cool. This seems to be in the years I've covered track, it seems to be like you almost need that high level competition maybe to pull something out of you to get to where you want to get to sometimes for these goals. Do you feel like that was the case last night, or do you feel like maybe this was an inevitability, you were going to get it no matter what?
I think it's both. I really wanted it, and then I had an awesome cheering squad. A lot of my family came up, so that was awesome. But.
Absolutely. Well, congrats on the record.
Thank you.
That's very, very cool to reach that goal and do it last night at the Simplot Games of all venues.
Yeah.
Well, what was the Simplot Games experience like for you just overall?
Well, I've never been. Well, I went when I was little to watch my sisters, but this is my first season in indoor track, so I'd never been. So it was really cool. I've always wanted to run in it.
Talk to us about a little bit about your experience as a track and field runner for Star Valley High School, because it's actually kind of hard for me to believe you're a senior. You're almost done. Kind of the evolution of coming in and contributing as an underclassman, and now your role as a senior, you've been leading the way. You had the top time for the girls this last fall at state cross country. Kind of talk to us about that evolution, and now you got outdoor coming up as well.
Yeah, I think I'm where I am today because the seniors, when I was a freshman and sophomore, they were like very supportive. Like Emily Hale was my team captain when I was a freshman, and she impacted me a lot, I feel like, because she believed in everyone so much, and I try and do that for my girls because I'm their team captain now.
Your girls.
Yeah, they're my little girls. But so I try and believe in them as much as possible. Yeah.
So Alexis Angel in studio this morning, First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So Alexa, yes, you're going to wrap up the indoor season, then you head into the outdoor season, and then you're off to Twin Falls, Idaho, CSI, the Golden Eagles. Congrats on the commit. Also, it's been a big week for you. You announced that commitment earlier this week. Why the Golden Eagles? What drew you to CSI?
Well, I went on a visit there, and the coach is really cool. Her name's Coach Richardson. She's very personalized with her athletes, so she'll make their own workouts for them, so that's really cool. And then they're 2-time national championships, and they won nationals the first time in cross country when she became coach 3 years ago, and then they won again, and then they took second last year, so they have a good thing going. And then the girls are really nice and great, and I like the campus. There's a temple close by, yeah, and it's not too far away.
Did you take any other visits? Were there other schools that maybe you were considering and this one kind of rose to the top, or were they always your top choice?
I I kind of had it on the back of my mind, but not a lot. I looked at a lot of other schools. Like, I looked at Southern Virginia University, but that was really far. I didn't know if I could go that far because I love my family a lot. Yep. And then I looked at Snow College. I thought Utah Tech would have been great, but ISU. But CSI. Yeah.
Landed on CSI. Well, I'm a Snow College grad, so I'm glad you at least looked at him. That makes me a little happy. Alexis, what happens between, I mean, when you, now you start working with your coaches, of course, or collegiate course coaches, you mentioned they are very customizable and, mm-hmm. and hands-on approach. And so what do they have going for you right now as you finish out high school and get ready for college?
My new coach was actually at my meet yesterday because her daughter was in my race too. So I didn't get the chance to talk to her. There's a lot of people there, but she just calls in every once in a while, and she's going to check in. And then come spring, they'll start me on a training program for the summer.
Well, way to show out in front of your new coach.
Right? Nice.
Hey, coach, look, I just broke the school record. How cool is that? Obviously, state indoor track coming up here in a couple weeks. What are some of your goals for that? And then, of course, heading into the outdoor season, what are some things that you would like to accomplish before you get your diploma in May?
Okay. So state indoor is coming up. I've never ran at state indoor. Again, I've only seen pictures of it. So I think that's going to be really cool. And I'll be on a lot of relays. I think I'll run the 4x8, hopefully the open 8. I'm pretty close to the 800 school record, too. So I'm going to give that a go.
Might as well, right?
Yep. And then I don't know what events really Draney's going to have me run yet. Depends on where the other girls go. But then outdoor track, I'm really excited for that. I'd love to go for the 800 record in outdoor track. It was set last year by Val.
Yeah, anything you can take away from Val is you could send that to her and go, hey, look what I got.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, you mentioned Coach Draney. Tell us what it's like working for him or running for him and the staff, because he obviously is a very accomplished coach, right? And what's it been like to have him and his staff with you through high school?
Oh, Draney is amazing. And so is Coach Jen. She's our cross-country coach. They're both amazing. But Draney just believes in us so much. Like, he's told me for, like, past 4 years, just I believe in you, now you got to do it. But it's finally clicking this year. But so that's what I appreciate the most about him, is he believes in us. And a lot of kids that I talk to, I have friends from other schools, and they don't have as good as coaches like in high school, and I think it's great that we have such an amazing coach. He really gets us places.
Well, you talk about you know your girls and things like that. What is something you would maybe mention to, maybe there's some girls running middle school right now, and they're like, oh, it's Alexis Angel. And I want to, what would you tell them now as they maybe get set to have their high school experience?
Oh, don't be intimidated by, like, the longer distance or the harder workouts, because it's really so much better. It'll hurt a little bit more, but the victory's a lot better.
Nice. Alexis, when you go out to Twin Falls, have you picked a course of study yet or still working on that? What do you think?
I'm thinking about animal science because I'd love to be like a vet tech or veterinary assistant. But maybe I'd love to be a teacher too. So I might just do liberal arts so I can get a little bit of everything.
Very cool. All right. Well, Alexis, congrats to you again on a pretty accomplished week, to say the least, and committing to CSI in Twin Falls, breaking the school record on that run as well, and best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. That's a very committed turnaround. Thank you for coming in. That was a late ask on our part, and thank you for doing that.
No, and thank you,
and you're well put together, even. Dal and I are like barely even dressed today. And you,
no. I got one eye, it's not even open.
So, that's Alexis Angel, Star Valley High School senior. Alexis, thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.